Audra's The Pink Print is like a blueprint for real life, only prettier. She created this podcast for anyone that has given up, is ready to give up, or is looking for a sign. This may be your pink sign.
Started over. Just The Pink Print was created because I had a team of people that assisted me getting through a rough time. And The Pink Print is like a blueprint, only prettier. Hey, Lindsay.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm pretty excited. I'm a little ditzy today, but I am excited. I'm excited to have you on.
I am so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it was like a long time coming, right?
We've been talking about this for a while.
right. Well, I finally got my crap together and we are recording today. I have so many questions for you.
Oh boy.
Right. Well, first I'm going to start out by you created The Admiral's Daughter. You're also the creative director of Radworks Studios. You're a former New York Knicks graphic designer, as well as ESPN. And then there's also a charity that you support that benefits Alzheimer's disease. It just sounded weird coming. But first, I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself. Who the hell are you?
Well, that is a loaded question. How much time do we have?
30 minutes.
So again, I know you know, but for all of your Pink Print fans, my name is Lindsay. In as far as the Jacksonville area, people know me as the Admiral's Daughter. My father and I created this amazing women's apparel brand. It's happy, it's fun, it gives back to charity. I'm a graphic designer, and we totally created this thing out of nothing, so that we could give back to these communities that raised my family. So we give back to military charities and ocean conservation charities. And most recently, we started working with Alzheimer's Association, which has become very near and dear to our hearts. So when you check out The Admiral's Daughters, that's what you're getting into. And it's just really, really fun to follow us and see what we're doing.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. So, wow, I don't know where to start. We're gonna start, you know, with how did you get into graphic design?
Oh my goodness. Well, like I said, I'm military family, and my father was always very visually artistic. He taught me how to draw, and my mother had this amazing creative brain. She was a seamstress. She sewed everything. I mean, from the drapes on our homes to our outfits when we were little. She made my brother a stuffed dog one year for Christmas because we couldn't have a real one. So like I said, she was a creative thinker. And I used to get grounded nearly weekly for drawing on the walls of our homes. We moved from place to place. We moved 10 times before I graduated high school. And I would make our white walls in these military base houses my canvas. And it just kind of sprung from there.
Wow. I think your parents should have put a picture frame around it, right? That's art, right?
Instead, they made me clean it.
Yeah. No. That would have been a problem. Wow. And what joy do you get out of being a graphic designer?
Tons. Growing as a designer has its own challenges. You know, you're learning, you're taking criticism, but if you can open your mind to that critique, from whether they're good or bad, just like in anything in life, you can really use it to channel your talents. So I try to do that in everything, but with design, the joy comes from creating something that other people respond to. And now that I get to create my own designs and everything that's on our apparel, I create from a sketch and draw it out. Seeing other people take our shirts off the shelf in a store and choose us over another brand, it's unbelievably rewarding.
That is so sweet. I remember when I first met you at Navigate. You have this infectious smile. Mm-hmm. I mean, you like beam creativity, you beam light, you beam love. And I think that's why I gravitated towards you. And the apparel that you did have hanging up was just, I don't want to box it in, but it's just flowy, beachy, pretty, you know, it's just, it's easy.
Thank you. I love that.
It's just easy. And it goes with your smile and your wild curly hair. And I love that about you. And I can see why you're a creative type. And I can, through the clothing that I have seen of yours, it definitely represents you and it represents your smile. So that's so exciting
to see. Thank you so much.
I need to talk to you about the creation of Admiral's daughter. Who, what, when, where, and why?
Okay. So who, my father and I, we started it together. The company officially became a company in October of 2015. So we are close to our 6-year anniversary. And the why is... it's an interesting story. I was living in Bermuda, which was amazing. Of course, that's a whole other story on its own.
Yes.
And I'm the youngest of five, and I am my mother's only daughter. And my mom actually, we could tell that things were changing within her, and she was not herself. She was pulling herself away socially from her friends. And so we started to kind of wonder what was up. She ended up being diagnosed with PPA initially, which is primary progressive aphasia, which is a type of dementia. It's a very different type. It is the dementia that blocks your communication skills. So speaking abilities, like eye contact, I mean, anything that you use to communicate, this thing just wreaks havoc on you. And so when things were really noticeable, my dad asked me if I would be interested in moving to Jacksonville to help him, because he was taking on the role of her primary caregiver, bless his heart. And naturally, my parents, they gave me everything. Anything I ever needed, even when they said no to things that I wanted, I didn't realize at the time that's what I needed.
right. So I totally get that.
Exactly. I was single. I didn't have anything tying me to the island. And I knew I could go back at any point in time to visit. So I absolutely came to Jacksonville. But in that, we knew that I needed a job that would be flexible for me to actually be able to help them and be around. So we were brainstorming, and my dad saw a sketch in my sketchbook. It says, "My heart is out at sea." It's the original design from the Admiral's Daughters. And he said, "Oh, that'd be cool on a t-shirt." And then the next day we kind of came back together, and I was like, "Well, what did you mean by that?" He's like, "Well, we could sell shirts." I'm like, "Well, I hope you darn." So
6 years later.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, truly, it was the craziest thing. I had no idea what I was doing. The benefit was I am the target demographic. I do all the marketing. I design all of the shirts. I had created shirts in my very first job out of college. So I wasn't totally jumping in blind, but, you know, maybe like with a patch over one eye.
Well, you know, I'm going to interrupt there, because
yeah.
I believe it is totally doing it blindly. It's different working for somebody else, I have learned the hard way, than actually creating your own brand from scratch. Oh, yeah. I truly believe that. Truly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll shut up. Go on.
No, it's okay. So that's pretty much how it started. And of course, we are still learning and developing and our products are getting better, and our design, we know our customer a little bit better, so I know how to design and what people are purchasing. I mean, even as far as like the color of clothes that they gravitate towards, or the type of marketing to put out and the language to speak, all of those things are really an integral part, of course, of business and being successful. And it is, every day is a test, kind of.
Right. Yes, it is. Everyone trying to launch. I mean, we are surrounded by entrepreneurial women, you and I, in the same mm-hmm. networking group. And yeah, I agree 100%.
It's just nuts. But it is. But it is fun. But every day is fun and rewarding. And look, it's that flexibility. I think you know this, and I know that you can share in feelings. Last June in 2019, my mom, she finally lost her battle with this dementia. Mm-hmm. She was eventually diagnosed with Alzheimer's as well. And it was a big struggle, but that last year of her life was crazy. It was a roller coaster. It was an inferno of emotions every day. And anybody that was around me on a daily basis knew that I wasn't necessarily myself, but this business, it allowed me to be super flexible. Nobody, mm-hmm. nobody was asking for me. I kind of kept up appearances on our social media. And that was the kind of the minimum that I did during at least 6 months of that year, probably. I know, you know.
Yeah. I currently relate with the loss of my father in May 6, and I'm trying not to tear up talking about it now, but, I had to get back into the pink print, and I had to get back into social media. And I think that is what is currently, like you just said, showing up. Mm-hmm. It's currently saving me. Mm-hmm. The loss of the parent, no matter where you are in your relationship, I'm finding that is something else. It is like a pain that we all talk about, like, you know, I hope this never happens, but I know I'm prepared for my, you know, parent to go first. But there's a pain. It's like, how do I say this? Like, I'll never be able to speak to my father again. Mm-hmm. And I thank you so much for bringing that up, because I think it's part of the healing process to really get it out there. So like your Admiral's daughter and the Alzheimer's, I don't know why I feel so weird saying Alzheimer's. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Putting yourself in that, I'm looking for joy and trying to spread joy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every day right now for me is not a good day, but you joining the Pink Print today and allowing me to express myself and you sharing the joy of your business and your philanthropy is bringing me joy. So I thank you.
I thank you. Oh my gosh. Yes. Of course. That is worth it. All on
it is. It is. You never know what you need until it comes through. I'm interviewing, excuse me, LaFonda Middleton, and she doesn't know that she was speaking right to my heart earlier this week. And I, you know, in this day and age, we just need each other. And thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. But we ain't done, girl.
Yeah.
So
bring it on.
Grab these eyes. Okay. So the Admiral's daughter, it was discovered because your dad pointed to a picture and said, yo, that'd be good on the shirt.
That's exactly
but what made. And you've had experience being a graphic designer again for the New York Knicks, ESPN. And you're like, hey, let me hone in on my skills for myself to support myself while I support my family. Beautiful. But the Admiral's daughter does more than support you financially. You're supporting other people. Let's get into that. I'm going to get into that.
Yeah, no problem. So that was a huge thing when we started this company, was this discussion about what are we going to do with our money when we get it? When all the customers flood, mm-hmm. what are we going to do with their money? And I felt it was instinctual to want to give back. And I actually have felt that way for a very long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that I went to design school with, I experienced them giving back through, you know, the policies that they supported and working for politicians to get messages across more clearly, or just joining nonprofits that they believed in or whatever it was. And I thought that was so special. And I wholeheartedly believe that I am where I am today, and I'm afforded these opportunities because of so many people along my journey that have helped me get here and right. molded me. So when I think about my childhood, growing up in this military community, it's so unique and so special. And the support that we all have for each other, it's a little unnerving, because it's crazy to think that you move to a place and you're there for less than 2 years. And when you leave there, you have 17 more families that love you and want to take care of you and will, this is, you know, before Facebook, before you had to actually pick up right. the phone on the wall and call. And that people wanted to do that, and they memorized your phone number when you moved to a new place with a new area code. And that's what we had. And it's so unbelievably special. So when my dad was gone, which was very frequently, mm-hmm. We lived in Alameda, California for a 2 year stint. And that was during the Gulf War. And my dad went on back-to-back deployments. And so a deployment is essentially 6 months. But what people don't realize is there's all the workups before those deployments. So you're mm-hmm. the first one, you know, is a week. The second one is 3 weeks. The third one is 3 months. And then there's the deployment. And then, you know, that type right. of thing. So, that particular instance, my father was gone. My mother was a single parent. There was a major earthquake. Things were happening. It was just crazy town. But we had so many other dads around us that took my brothers to a baseball game or came to support or, you know, could drive you to gymnastics practice or whatever the heck was going on. It was just, it's so unbelievably special. So we wanted to and these coastal communities where we were, because it's not just the military families. It is the new schools that you go to. Every permanent person that lives in that area is constantly welcoming these transient families. So right. that is also really unbelievably special. I feel like, they could bully you, and I'm sure that happens, but for our family, we didn't have that experience. We were welcomed, and we went with it, and we really enjoyed our experience. So those coastal communities and military communities are just so special to us that we wanted to make sure that we were giving back. So part of our proceeds go to either one of a related charity, and then I, of course, do a lot of work within the community for like beach cleanups to try and make sure that we're keeping our coasts clean. And then we also run Rhythm and Boots, which is a charity event. It's a mini music festival, and it's awesome. Ooh. Really, really
fun.
Tell
me more.
Well, we have three bands. We do it at Blue Jay Listening Room in Jacksonville Beach, and all the proceeds go to Boot Campaign. That is a military charity that raises funds for the unseen wounds. So they're treating PTSD, traumatic brain injury. They're doing family therapies to reunite people who are coming back from these really arduous deployments, putting their lives back together. It was kind of these women that started it after reading The Lone Survivor and realizing that there was a missing piece in there for support. So it's really, really cool. It's very important work. And we just love being a very small part of it.
Well, I definitely want to discuss that, me being a military child as mm-hmm. well. Even though I'm 40, I'm still a military child because I my parents relocated here to Jacksonville, Florida, because my father decided he was going to retire. He was at the end of his end of his shift, end of his duty, however you want to say it. However, Lindsay, no one talks about what happens to any military, I was going to say man, but man or woman, when they're gone for long periods of time away from their families. I loved it when my father got to leave, because it meant, one, we got to eat microwave food because he was completely against it. Two, I got to sleep in my parents' bed. And I loved that part. But then there is this loneliness when you do not have your father taking you to school, because my father took me to school every day, made my breakfast every single day. It wasn't the most healthiest, but girl, I haven't missed a meal. And that was partly because of him, as well as, but there's a loneliness. And then you have these gap or almost gap years, if I may call it, where you have to reintroduce yourselves back to one another. I mean, especially in those teenage years, Lindsay, like from 11 to 13, that's like four lifetimes a teenage girl. And your father left his baby and came back to a young woman, you know? So, and I think that could cause mental strain. And if I may, it could cause heartbreak. So I'm excited about their rhythm and boots. It's, it is very important to take care of our military, because they give the ultimate sacrifice. They give their lives just by signing a line, a dotted line. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
So Admiral's daughter, it's crazy, but it's courage and it's brave, right?
Yes.
So how did you come up with the name Admiral's daughter?
Well, it's pretty simple. There's not a lot to it. My father is actually a retired admiral. He's a vice admiral. And I'm his daughter. So, hey.
Oh, I love that.
Which
That's
is awesome.
The cutest. Well, yes.
And it's funny that that you asked that question, because when we did come up with the name, he was afraid that we would alienate people because of the term admiral, and that people would think we were snobby, or that we were, because it is a high rank in the military, that people would not want to be a part of us necessarily.
But it's a high earned rank.
That's very
Nobody
true.
Nobody walks in being an admiral, honey, ever. But what I love about the name, Lindsay, excuse me for interrupting.
That's okay.
But it just honors your daddy.
Oh, that is my gosh. He's the best. He is. If you ever get the chance to meet him, the things that he has done for this country, and so now I'm tearing up, and our family, and what he did for my mother is just, if you ever get to experience love like that and see it for yourself from your own eyes, holy crap. It is special. And you know, and now he still loves my mom like that, but now he pours it into me and the rest of his children. And it's really, really a wonderful gift.
Oh man. This is the second time you've made me cry. I do not cry on the podcast. Like, my friend says something, and I'm not comparing your father to my dog. And I'm like, she's always staring at you. I said to her, she's always staring at me. Like, I wish you'd just go sit somewhere, right? And she says that she's just looking at you with the eyes of love. And it just made me think of your father. You know, he must look at you with the eyes of love.
he totally does. It's when he comes out, like, I'll have him over for dinner and friends over for dinner. And we went out on a boat ride the other night, and on Father's Day actually, and I think my boyfriend said something to me and I disagreed with it, and we were having a discussion, there was nothing bratty or anything about it, but my dad just tapped my leg, and then he looked at me and he's like, I'm so glad you stand up for yourself. It was the cutest thing because I didn't even think, I wasn't necessarily standing up for myself. I was offering my opinion, but
you were offering your opinion, but you were standing up for yourself. You didn't cower down.
Yes, exactly. Aww. It was so cute. And I was like, man, dad pays attention more than I thought.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's the best.
So when are me and your father having dinner? I just have got to meet this man.
And you should. I will make dinner. You guys can come over and he will love it. He would love to talk to you.
I cannot wait. I can barely wait. So we're going to move on because I could just talk to you. I feel like we're going to be even closer friends now.
I know. I love it.
The Admiral's daughter also supports Alzheimer's disease.
Yes.
Let's talk to that.
Sure.
And what is Alzheimer's disease?
So now, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't be able to tell you a full, it's not a medical, diagnosis or synopsis, what I'm going to give you, but,
got it.
Alzheimer's is a type, it's one type of dementia, and Alzheimer's Association, which is the charity that we support, it raises money for research and for all types of dementia because it is basically brain disease, progressive brain disease. So the different types of dementia all affect your brain differently. So Alzheimer's forms plaque on your brain. And so it's blocking your receptors. There are, like I told you, PPA, primary progressive aphasia, that is blocking one part of your brain that's really affecting communication. Those are the only two I'm more familiar with because they directly affected my family. But there are others, and they, your brain shrinks. A lot of people that suffer from strokes end up with one of these types of dementia. But it is a progressive disease. There is no cure. It does kill you. And I know that people often associate Alzheimer's or dementia with old age, but it is, my mom was 73 when she died. She was in her mid 60s when this started. So that is not old. And it's not normal. And it's not one of those things where you just should say, oh, that person's old. That's a normal part of their life. That's how the cookie crumbles or whatever. It's
right.
It doesn't have to be like that. And I think the biggest thing is that it's fairly taboo. People become so uncomfortable when it's happening to them and in their own skin that they become recluse. That's what happened with my mom. And, and it becomes this big elephant in the room that families don't want to talk about. They're in denial. They are hoping that things get better. I wrote a lot during this process, and I actually recorded a video for Alzheimer's Association. It's in their Faces of Alzheimer's campaign. And I talk a lot about those things and false sense of hopes and denial and how vicious this thief is, because it is, steals you, it robs you of your dignity and yourself. I mean, the essence of yourself. And people don't know about it. And I am now very outspoken about it. And I don't know if I should be, but we've kind of grown this community, this wonderful community of customers and people who are supporting us, who are conscious of what the decisions are making with their shopping experiences, and they want to give back to things. And if they draw closer to us because of a cause that we're supporting or a story we're telling, or if they can relate to us in another way, then it's completely worth it.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry for my rant. I'll get off my soapbox now.
I loved your rant. Your rant showed that you're passionate about it. And that you believe in this, you believe in supporting, and you're not just buying a damn bumper sticker and say, I support my $3.50. You're actually doing something about the damn thing. So my hat's off to you. And I have even more admiration for you, Lindsay. Oh my goodness. The next time I see you at the beach, you know, at breakfast, we're going to have more of a conversation.
I forgot
the restaurant that I saw you at, but
Brunch
your
house.
Glow, my glow, we just magnetized together. So I know that you are a entrepreneur, and part of my pink print is about entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. If people wanted to get into entrepreneurial or start their own, and I'm not decreasing what you have done, no. but start their own t-shirt business. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
Well, I don't know.
Does their father walk over and say, oh, I look good on a t-shirt?
No. Well, truthfully, I always thought it would be very, very cool, just like a lot of people, to have an apparel brand. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? I built my life to be exactly what I want. I have a brand that's like beach lifestyle. So every work trip I take is to some coastal destination, you know, it's really cool. But to start, I would say definitely do it the bare minimum. Oopsie, I lost an earbud.
That's okay.
I'm talking with my hands and nobody's watching.
If I had a camera on me, which I do not, it would be quite the sight.
But yeah, I would say start with the bare minimum, because what a lot of people do is spend a lot of money up front, that unnecessary funds that you can, you know, you really got to think about what you're doing. All of our shirts are one color designs, which makes printing a lot less expensive. One and only on one print location, which of course keeps our costs down, and that's how I started it, and that's just how we continue to do it that way, because people are responding to it, it's working. Figuring out ways to not spend money, really, I guess, and channel it where you need it.
I love that.
I was in a very unique situation. I was 32 years old and I moved in with my parents, so I didn't have rent to pay. I was still freelancing to make some money before the company started giving me my small stipend. But it's still small.
Thank you for my dollar.
Yeah. But in order to make all of that work, I guess that's it. You got to find the balance of how to pour your heart and soul into one thing that you really want to make work while still being able to support yourself in another way. Whether that's through getting investors that believe in what you're doing, wonderful. Or doing it yourself. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you've listened to the Pink Print before. If you have, you know that I have my last five things before we end this podcast. For you, for the Admiral's daughter, I want to know, what are five things that people can do to help with the fight of Alzheimer's disease?
You can absolutely start the conversation about it. If you have a friend or a family member who has somebody in their life that's suffering, or if you directly have it, then talk about it. That I think might be the single most important thing to do. We need to get the stigma off of the word. And you can donate directly to Alzheimer's Association through
number
June.
Two.
June is actually a brain and Alzheimer's awareness month. So we are currently selling a shirt that I designed. It's called Ocean of Light. It is essentially a depiction of my mother, but very, very conceptual. It's a mermaid in the ocean, surrounded by shells and shark's teeth and waves with light beams coming in. And my mom she was a beachcomber. She walked to the beach every day. And let me tell you how many shells I have in my house, because this woman was a maniac. She wouldn't stop. And so this shirt design is an ode to her, and $10 of the sale of that shirt goes back to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. So you can find those on our website.
Oh, I'm going to give that a 3. That's like a 3.
Please, please
go get the freaking shirt. Yes. Number four.
So, oh gosh. There's a walk, an Alzheimer's walk, and it's in the fall traditionally. I think it's in September. It might be November. You could participate in that. It's, again, it's all to raise awareness for this disease that just really is vicious.
It robs you of life.
Yeah.
It robs you. Yes.
Yeah, it's exhausting thinking about it.
It is, and what a amazing person you are to be able to overcome that and walk through it, and still have the love of the beach, even though every day reminds you of your mother.
Oh, but that's a beautiful thing. Being
it is. Of her it as is. Well. Number five.
Some of the things that I needed the most while my mom was sick, because it was a very long journey and it changed every day, was just a phone call. I didn't necessarily want anyone to ask me how my mom was, which I love that they did. I love that they cared, but an escape from a mental escape, a hug, a trip to lunch, you know, whatever it was, just something to get out of your head for a minute and out of your emotions into a different type of emotion.
Right.
It's really, really helpful for anybody that is experiencing that.
Yes. So ultimately you're saying be a friend.
Yes, exactly. Simple as that.
Yes. Be a friend.
Yeah. Lindsay, do that anyway.
I thank you. I cannot wait to upload this for the Pink Print family to hear, and to bring awareness to Alzheimer's disease. You taught me something today. And to our military families that give the ultimate sacrifice, whether it be a man or a woman. And I want to thank you for being a decent, loving, shining human being.
Oh, and you too, girl. Are you kidding
Thank
me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I talk to you soon, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you so
I'll
much.
Talk to you soon.
All right, girl. Well,
bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Audra's The Pink Prints. If you love the podcast, drop a like and share with friends. If you didn't like it, do it anyway. You can also find more of Audra's interest and blog at audrajones.com.